Okay, so let's start the topic of halva, lending money today. The learning Shmias Chasil and Ishmas Adir Chavachem Elazar ben Shemacharya, as well as the Schos for Nila Nishama, for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Menachem ben Tzion, and the Schos for Fun Shlemu, for Chaimdai ben Menarachu, Chanalei ben Shindarachu, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as the Schos for all those in the Malkam Sakhana, and it's Israel and those risking their lives to protect them. So we're on page 695, we're going to talk now about the topic of halva, lending money, and why and how it's a very important mitzvah. So he says, it's well known that there's a one of the 630 mitzvahs is to lend money to someone who is in need. And it doesn't matter if the guy is poor or the guy is rich. Even a rich man, if he needs funds, there is a mitzvah to lend him the money. That between the two, the ani takes precedence. Even if you have an opportunity like this, you could lend a Jew we could lend a non-Jew with interest, which to lend a non-Jew with interest is considered a mitzvah. To lend a Jew without interest is also a mitzvah. So he says, in that case, the Jew still comes first. Even though technically you'd say, I'd rather lend the money to the guy because, first of all, I'm earning money. And second of all, I'm also being mekayim a mitzvah. I have both. I have the fact that I'm doing a mitzvah and the fact that I'm also earning a profit. Still, mitzvah halva Yisrael oilal gabayim. The mitzvah to lend to another Jew takes precedence over both the making of the money and the mitzvah of lending to a guy. The Avinu Rayenu Shalanu, and you can rest assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to cause you a loss that you otherwise would have gotten, and that somehow you'll get that money if you're supposed to. The Hashem will give you back the profit many times over what the guy would have paid. The He says it's very possible that the same halacha applies. If let's say you're doing a heter iska, so a heter iska is essentially you're transforming a loan into a business proposition. And you're saying that the loan now becomes an investment, and I'm investing the money, and then I'm guaranteeing a profit. And that profit essentially takes the place of what we would normally call interest. So that's a heter iska. So you would say, hold on a second. I have the ani who needs money. He wants an interest-free loan. I have the asher, I'm going to do a heter iska. So again, I'm going to have profit. So maybe in that case, and I'm lending to a Jew. So maybe in that case, I should be able to lend to the rich person. Still, ani koitim, still the ani takes precedence. And it makes sense because there's no mitzvah to get compensation from a yid through a business deal. To get a profit in a business deal is not a mitzvah. Even though giving the asher the money that he needs for his investment is a mitzvah. But since you're gaining from it by doing the heter iska, so you're not getting the same extent of the mitzvah to the same extent that you otherwise would get it. Even if the wealthy man approaches you and asks you to do him a chesed, he really needs the money. So again, you have a guy who's you have two opportunities in front of you, and obviously we're talking about you can't do both. So you have a limited amount of money, and you could either lend to a poor person or lend to a wealthy person money that he desperately needs for an investment. We're saying now you should still help the poor person, even though the rich person's going to do a heter iska, and even though you're going to get profit, and even though you're still helping him out, you're still doing a mitzvah by helping him. But because there's profit involved, so then it's not as great of a mitzvah as it would be to lend the poor person. However, there is a time when lending a rich person takes precedence over lending a poor person. He says, "Umihu nirisha kol lefiat sarach." It depends on the situation. Shem ha'ani writes a little slick nice is a davar shamay sarach the sagi b'lafachi. He says, if you know the poor person isn't going to use the money for clothing, he's not going to use the money for food. He's going to use it because he wants some sort of extra bonus item. He wants a vacation or he wants something that's not absolutely necessary. And you know that the wealthy person is behind in his bills and he needs cash flow. He doesn't have cash flow. And he needs you to lend him the money temporarily so he can cover his bills so that he doesn't look embarrassed. So certainly, not to lose his trustworthiness, meaning his credit rating. You say Yoleda at such times that the he basically it's like he's going through childbirth, meaning he's in a desperate situation. He says in this case the usher for sure takes precedence. The because he's more needy at that moment. So you have an usher that needs cash flow. You have an ani that doesn't desperately need the money. He's going to use it, but he's going to use it on something that's not absolutely necessary. So in that case, we say that the usher does take precedence over the ani, and in that case, you should help the usher before you help the ani. Okay, let's stop here. Well, Mr. Shum, continue it tomorrow.